to the blockchain.
Good afternoon. Welcome to the Henry Rain Show here on WWPR 1490 AM, heard every Saturday, 12.05 p.m. till about 1.30 p.m. We have a full studio today and a lot to talk about. It's your weekly roundup of Bitcoin, cryptocurrency, and blockchain news, and much, much more. Well, it was Bitcoin and Blockchain Week in New York City and Consensus 2018 and the Token Summit, and I think there were like two dozen other things going up there. So where was the pump? Where's the crypto prices? They dropped 10% in the last 2 days. We got a little bit of a comeback, but we were waiting for our pump.
Tom, what did you miss on this call?
Yeah, Tom, we'll find out about that, but that's okay because we had our own Kara Haas up there, and she is going to tell us who to blame and who was responsible for the lack of a pump around here. In fact, it's a new feature. We've had the troubled token. I just think it's going to be appropriate that we add, much like Fox News where it says, we report, you decide, Kara accuses, you condemn. And then moving on, the cryptocurrency exchange Coinbase met with U.S. Office of the Comptroller of the Currency in early 2018, as Wall Street Journal reports, to discuss applying for a national banking charter. Meanwhile, their venture capital arm, Coinbase Ventures, buys startup Compound, that's the actual name of it, Compound, to provide interest for cryptocurrency accounts. Oh, big news there. Well, Goldman Sachs also made news this week with their startup-backed Circle to create a new cryptocurrency pegged to the U.S. dollar so you all can forget about your Tether. And then J.P. Morgan tries to play catch-up. Well, we're going to get to our panel here in just a second, but there's a lot to remind you of. I want to thank you all that participated in the Blockchain Business and Development Meetup this past Wednesday at Connect Bradenton with Anthony Bigondo and David Steen, but the part with Anthony Bigondo, we do have a recording of that, and we'll be putting that up on the podcast site shortly. We want to remind you, though, that we have a Bitcoin cryptocurrency meetup coming up next Saturday at 3 o'clock at Connect Bradenton. We'll keep you appraised of that. We want to remind you about podcasts. You can find the podcast on demand at your platform of choice. Also, check out Facebook, Twitter, email, and also all the Twitter and Facebook accounts for all the people you hear. Also, there's a Minnesota Bitcoin and Crypto Club Facebook. I know the announcements are starting to get a little bit long with all the tentacles of the Henry Rain Show here in the community, but I also want to tell you next week is a very big show. Upcoming guest Charlie Shrem will be on the show next week. Cryptocurrency Bitcoin icon and I guess founder of Crypto IQ. And then we also have the Seminole County tax collector Joel Greenberg, so a double guest next week. You may wonder why we're having a tax collector on. Well, Seminole County, Florida has decided to accept Bitcoin and Bitcoin Cash payments for tax bills in Seminole County, and we're going to find out more about that. Well, let's not keep the rest of the crew waiting here any longer. We'll get right into their interest. Blockchain CPA Kara Haas is back in the studio. We're happy about that, and she's also back from New York. Hi, Kara.
Hi, Henry. Great to be back.
Yes, and I have waiting for all the anecdotes and insights. And by the way, congratulations on being able to pump Pied Piper coin up with all your hard work on Twitter and analysis. You've made so many people rich from that. And
At my own expense. Oh mercy, it breaks my heart that people are actually trading it, but it's difficult not to see the enthusiasm around the satire, and it's inspired other people to make educational coins as well, which is quite nice. The SEC, I think,
it inspired your cat to get her own Twitter account. So I hope that you're keeping your eye on her with your surveillance while you're here, because she could be saying anything.
She could. She could definitely be risking my career here.
Tunces is on Twitter now, but we have more tweeters here.
Central banks covering around.
returning to the studio after a two-week hiatus, seems longer, a.k.a. Andy Goldbug1, co-founder of SeekingCryptos.com and TradingView columnist with somewhere above 32,000 or so followers now. Andy, good to have you back.
It's nice to be back, Henry. How's it been going the last couple of weeks? I mean, I'm interested to hear what you've had to say, but more interested to hear about Carr's cougar encounter. I mean, we need to hear this. This is stuff our listeners need to know about.
Someone encountered a cougar or Carr encountered a cougar?
Something about a cougar and up in New York. We'll get there later, I guess.
Maybe it was Krugerrands because of the gold mine thing. By the way, I got my first update from SeekingCryptos.com after I registered on that today. And I was worried because it said you were going fishing in the post. And I was hoping, please let it be metaphoric.
Yes, it was metaphoric today.
That was a relief. I was worried I had to do a crash course yet again 5 minutes before the show.
Nope, I'm happy to be here today, Henry.
And, well, he hasn't been absent.
But he's been grouchy.
And a little bit late. But here he is. Augie in the house, and we have a special guest coming up here in just a few moments in studio will be Samuel Arms. He is a recent graduate of USF, but he is of great interest because he has a background in lobbying and in the government, not just lobbies in general.
Boo, but go Bulls. Go Bulls, my alma mater.
But he will be working on cryptocurrency and blockchain issues as he launches his lobbying firm. We're going to find out more about that in just a minute. But there was a lot of news going on this week, of course, because of the consensus. And we have that for you also.
Hey, I've got news for you.
Well, the cryptocurrency market has rebounded over the past 24 hours by about $17 billion in total market cap to about $382 billion. Major cryptocurrencies, including Bitcoin, Ether, EOS, increased from 3 to 7% range as the cryptocurrency market moves toward the $400 billion market cap again. Ether, the currency of Ethereum, has been the major mover of the key currencies in the last little bit of this week, and of course we have an expert that's going to tell us about that in just a moment. But just the fact that it came back in the last 24 hours is good, but as we said at the beginning of the show, where is our pump? The consensus event took place in New York from May 14th to May 16th. We saw thousands of attendees from the industry, startups, investors, financial institutions, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. The idea that Consensus 2018 would create a rally for Bitcoin and by proxy the entire cryptocurrency market was peddled in financial news by pundits like Tom Lee. Boo. Tom Lee, a fun strat, had all our hopes out, and he's quoted, "Bottom line, we expect Bitcoin and cryptocurrencies to behave similarly to prior years and rally during consensus. This consensus pump failed to materialize as Bitcoin fell 3.25% to 82.55 and then down to the high 7,900s just about 36 hours ago, 48 hours ago, something like that. Considering that consensus 2017 created a spike that may be considered the start of the bull run that put Bitcoin to 20,000 in mid-December, what happened? Well, problems that have started when the tickets were priced from $999 to $2,499, which seemed like a different attitude and audience that they were shooting for. Yahoo Finance reported the topic of regulation was hotly debated at the conference, but it lacked a fresh perspective, drawing a muted reaction from cryptos. Poster, name I can't pronounce, started a thread titled Consensus 2018, It Sucked, and Here's Why. And gave three issues. Talks were superficial, didn't seem to know who their audience was. Sorry, folks, the normies are gone. Speak to your core enthusiasts. Well, the whole prescription buy was, let's bend over backward for bankers and discuss how we're going to do it. Presenters rehash cliche after cliche, much 90% of the ICOs will fail, etc., and much like that. And it left us all saying,
Tom, what did you miss on this call?
Well, let's go to the person that was in the proximity of all those. I think there were something like 24 or at least 20 different events, not just meetings or rooms. Or there was Consensus 2018. There was the Token Summit. And Cara, you even found another one besides that. What was the name of that one?
Accounting Blockchain Coalition.
And what do they coalesce about?
Accounting. Accounting issues, particularly from the token side, the ICO side, the fund manager side, not necessarily the investor side, although we did discuss potential issues there. But it was mainly accounting issues as we move forward, and everybody likes to forget those or not acknowledge those. But those definitely do have their issues as to whether you have mining tax consequences on mining fees in addition to moving the money back and forth for the actual project or the company.
Now, was there cross-pollination between the Accounting Blockchain Coalition and the Consensus 2018 and the other summits there?
As cross-pollinated as it happened during the same week. But
I think they put them in a separate room there with some coffee and donuts, and that was it.
I'm guessing here. After Oscars party. Was this the MGM studio party? Was this the, or like the Harvey Weinstein party? Or who was this?
It's probably a Jimmy Carter party, if I'm guessing.
That's a perfect guess. Definitely a perfect guess. We kind of are in the background, but it's good because we were able to focus on some of the topics. It was one day. We were close enough to the events. And there were just multiple. I think overall I heard a couple numbers of about 8,500 people coming to New York for the various different.
That's almost a quarter of a block.
Yeah, it is. And some of the bigger ones, of course, Consensus with a U. Consensus 2018 had the biggest.
Consensus with a U.
So Consensus with a Y is the Ethereum offshoot. The Splinter Group from.
Did you know
that? I did not know.
Oh, okay. Let me back up a little bit. So Joseph Lubin from Ethereum.
I gotta get my scorecard here. Okay. Start again. We gotta get prepared for this. Joseph Lubin
from Ethereum. He was one of the original developers.
Okay.
I don't know if he ever bore the
title.
That's
Joseph Lubin. Yeah.
Yes. Yes. Co-founder or not, but
no.
One of the original.
We all knew that.
He branched off and created Consensus with a Y.
How do you actually spell Consensus? What's the proper way to do that? Oh, you know, this.
With
C-O-N-S-E-N-S-U-S.
All right.
Okay. So that was
the rock star. He developed Ethereum and he can't spell.
He developed Ethereum and cannot spell. I'm sure Jimmy Song would love that. So the Consensus with the U was what was sponsored by CoinDesk.
And the English major group.
The English major group. The journalists. They know how to spell it correctly.
The fun ones with Dash and the strip clubs spelled it with a Y?
With a Y.
Oh, there we go.
The Clinton party. They're the Ether maximalists.
Well, the Ripple yacht was, I think, the big party, this one.
Oh,
maybe it was bigger than a yacht.
They making ripples.
Were you there?
No, of course not. I wasn't at the big one.
Not.
I had no idea on the ripple.
I've turned her mic off. She's not going to interrupt these important conversations. How could Cara would be the center of any?
She's beautiful. I mean, gosh, put a bikini on her. Those glowing lips. I mean, it's a done deal. Cougar or not.
I mean, she Meghan Markle, today is the big wedding day.
She would be cast
in the shadow by Cara Haas at the Accounting Blockchain Coalition.
Absolutely.
By the way, that's a beautiful hat you have today, Andy. You too, Augie.
Ready for royalty.
You like my Oscar Trevor? I was in the mood today. So, all right. We digressed a little bit on you, Cara.
So I missed the Ripple Party. So next year, so a reason to send me back. But one of y'all needs to travel with me so you can get me out in front of the appropriate people.
Well, did you meet any interesting people there?
I always meet interesting people wherever I go. I was very excited because you know that I love white papers. And so two of my current reads were panelists at my coalition, one being Metal, which I've been reading quite a bit about different wallets lately, and the CEO, Marshall, and co-founder of Metal.
Yeah, Marshall's the department store?
Marshall. I can't think of his last name. He's going to kill me. I rushed the stage after he was done speaking. I'm like, I just read your paper.
It reminds me of the Def Leppard groupies. That's what I'm thinking.
Yes. I am now.
I love it when they stage dive at the Blockchain and County Coalition.
I got a Def Leppard story, too, by the way.
But it was exciting because he did bring me up to speed on how outdated some of these white paper projects really are and how much is going on behind the scenes. And very open. This week we're going to connect on a call so that he can. But it's definitely going to be about partnerships and starting to see that Ethereum is essentially the sandbox. It's where everybody tries their app. And then they're going to move on.
So speaking of cougars, and since she's got a handsome young man next to her,
yes.
What did you think about all the consensus? Was there any lobbying going on, or did you
there?
A little insight there?
So I actually wasn't there, but I have a few friends who went, and a lot of it honestly was just sitting and watching and seeing what was going to come about. So up front, you know, everybody, including anybody who plans on lobbying, was really just listening and seeing what the consensus was. Not to be cheesy.
Okay. This is Samuel Arms, who is our guest that we were holding off introducing, but let's go ahead and do the introduction now so that when he speaks.
Sorry to mess you up, Henry.
That's okay. It's could have been Augie. Yeah.
Before I haven't had a word to say.
Yeah. Anyway, he is a recent graduate of the University of South Florida with a degree in finance and a degree in economics. Over
That's
here.
That's, you know, yeah.
I try to get
you. Do they give you the history of money in those classes? I mean,
Less than you would probably like.
Yeah.
He needed to say yes.
Yeah.
Sure. Yes, yeah. They do. Okay. Yeah. Of course.
I'm amazed that you know it should be like the basic. You know, it should be like you know they have economics 101. It should also be the history of money. I mean, so many people don't understand the history of money. That, you know, they try to understand everything else with it, and the history of money's pretty.
But we'll have a special podcast for that.
Yeah.
I got my degree from USF for finance, and I was going to try and get a second major in information science. I was on the 17-year plan for the first degree. So I got that, and I was starting on that second one since I was there. And then we had our second child also. And that whole stay at home, get your degree, I knew it was over when I tried to bring her inner stroller into the final exam in one of the courses, and the professor was just like, get out in the hall. That was the end of that.
It's funny because I actually got my – I walked and did all the graduation thing, and instead of getting my diploma, I got a letter in the mail that said you were deficient in Spanish, and we, you know, you have to take a Spanish class to graduate.
You got a Bachelor of Arts.
After 9 years of Bachelor's of Mechanical Engineering, yes.
But it was a B.S.?
Yeah, it was a B.S. degree,
see,
all right.
Exactly.
Yeah.
If as long as you were take the B.S. designation, we're getting to really important blockchain information. You could skip the
see,
language.
If blockchain
well, that
was around,
that was
they would have caught
that.
The counselor would have caught that. I would have done it in freshman year.
Well, I had Tom Lee queued up here, and he was going to explain why we didn't get the pump. And I think just so that we don't follow a shiny object down another pathway here, I'm going to at least let him start. I do want to point out that how disrespectful, deservedly so, the crew at CNBC treats him and how obsequious, that's a word they teach you in USF, he was to them as he tries to explain himself.
We're joined now by FundStrat's Tom Lee, who is the first strategist to put out the call that consensus would lift Bitcoin.
Just right there. Just the way she says, put out. I got to replay that. I love it.
We're joined now by FundStrat's Tom Lee, who is the first strategist to put out the call that consensus would lift Bitcoin and the other cryptos. Tom, what did you miss on this call?
Well, I think clearly we were too optimistic. You know, we were expecting consensus because there was a huge increase in size of the audience that, given the uncertainty around Bitcoin for most of this year, you know, with the wallet and regulatory over.
How does this guy ever get people to give him millions of dollars to invest with this kind of presentation?
You know, I love Tom Lee. Don't this, Tom.
I like him, too, especially when he says things that I want to hear.
Yeah.
But I still, you know, just say, just get to the point. Don't say, whoa.
That gathering a group of experts was going to reinvigorate confidence. But instead, I think we saw that there was a large audience. It was a little tougher for folks to sort of, you know, discern the underlying message. And that because we didn't get regulatory clarity,
okay.
I think there was a problem.
So I saw on Twitter you were responding to somebody who was asking you about your call on consensus, and basically you mentioned the did you think that we're going to get regulatory clarity? Because you said that was one area that fell short. Also, the number of custodial announcements fell short. There's some other things. I mean, did you think that consensus would be that much of a breakthrough event for this industry?
Well, to be clear, what we thought would be a risk was if there was something that...
All right. I don't know how much more I can submit ourselves.
Yeah, Tom is pretty bland. I mean, he's not, you know, he's not Charlie Lee by any means.
On the one hand, and on the other hand, and on the third hand, it's like, you got to understand. Yeah, I think he should be like you, Andy. When I ask you about one of your predictions, and it goes a different direction, you don't go,
You got an
answer.
You know, yeah, that's right.
Well, I told you it was. If this happened, this ABC would happen.
That's right.
Now, and I can't remember what you told me, so I believe you.
Uses regular. What was it called?
Regulatory
clarity. You know what? I think he's right. That's largely the problem. That's probably what white papers are
for. But they were expecting to get it.
Well, and if they don't start doing something, China's going to pass us up in this the entire space. I'm just letting you know now.
I'm going to let you know right now, it won't be China, it's Kazakhstan. They just came out. It's not in your rundown because I just put it in just picked it up this morning. But the president of Kazakhstan, and if I wanted to scroll through this, I could pronounce his name for you. Begins with a K. First name's K, second name is K.
And he's from K.
Yes. And I'm not even going to bite on that.
Stan, right?
Yeah. But he's calling for global standards and is the only democratic institution, according to the president of Kazakhstan. The United Nations should be the lead organization on this. I know you would love that, Andy.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely.
But,
China's going to beat everybody. I mean, unfortunately, with all the European stuff and all the, you know, all the politics, and even in the United States, all the politics gets involved, stuff does not get done. In China, boom, they just hand it out, it's done. And they are so far ahead of everybody else in blockchain, it's ridiculous. I mean, they are way far ahead of us. I mean, just look at the Lastos. How far ahead they are, how much further ahead they are than EOS and some of these other, you know, garbage platforms. And they actually have a working product. I mean, they're ready to go. And
did you say Elastic?
The Lastos.
Oh.
That's my new favorite coin, by the way.
Where can we read about that?
Well, I have an article coming out soon on it, but you might want to add a little bit to your
It'll be out
on Seeking Cryptos here soon.
So people, if they sign up for a subscription, will
they
get
that? That's
correct.
Absolutely. They will get an email, too, believe it or not. Now we got that straightened out.
All right. Well, we have more that we could get into here, and we will after the break. You're listening to The Henry Raine Show. Trying to get into Bitcoin but don't know where to start? Vite Federal ATMs make it easy. Safe, secure, and reliable, a Vite Federal ATM introduces you to cryptocurrency investing with a method you're familiar with at a real physical location. If you've ever used a bank ATM, then you're ready to step up to a Vite Federal ATM and start building your digital assets. Located throughout Florida and Georgia, there's a Vite Federal ATM near you. Go to BikeFederal.com to find a location for you. That's BikeFederal.com, and you'll find a real phone number, a real email, and real people you've heard live on the Henry Rain Show.
There's a new way to experience wellness. Hi, I'm Laura Alcover, owner and operator of Alcover Massage. We're the first business in Bradenton's Village of the Arts to accept cryptocurrency. Whether you use Bitcoin, Bitcoin Cash, Ethereum, or Litecoin, you can now pay for quality massage therapy using cryptocurrency at Alcover Massage. So if you seek medical massage or a relaxing session with light pressure, your session will be conducted by a talented therapist. You'll be glad you booked with us. Check out and like our Facebook page where you can book online in seconds. And remember to tell your friends. Give us a call, 941-592-3187. That's 941-592-3187. Alcover Massage, quality massage therapy in your neighborhood. MA number 50525, MM number 34081.
Henry Rain Show here, WWPR, 1490 AM. Again, heard every Saturday, 12:05 to 1:30, sometimes a little bit longer. And in the house, we have Kara Haas, blockchain CPA. Augie, as always, our contrarian, crazy lunatic, as he's self-described himself through the music he's chosen for himself. Goldbug1, a.k.a. Andy, co-founder of SeekingCryptos.com, and frequent columnist on TradingView.com. Also in the studio, Samuel Arms, who is in the process of establishing a blockchain and cryptocurrency lobbying company and firm in the state of Florida. Well, we're just going to touch one more thing on regulatory clarity since we had that comment to go to, and then we'll go to some of the other actual news that is optimistic and foreshadows a very vibrant cryptocurrency, and not just blockchain, but especially the cryptocurrency field in the coming year. And let's go to, though, the St. Louis Fed President, James Bullard. He was at Consensus, the one that was spelled correctly, and he had this to say in comments to CNBC and a little bit from the podium. Oh, doesn't want to open the file. Let me try it again. Maybe the one with the little music sign on.
Henry, that was a video file.
Before we get to the Fed, those Lamborghinis I'm being told serve as a reminder to everyone here that despite the 35% drop in Bitcoin in 2018, still a number...
This is Seema Moody of CNBC on site.
Yeah, that's an annoying voice. Mm-hmm.
Starting with... That never crossed my mind.
A number of people made some pretty nice money on Bitcoin in prior years. But it's not just the crypto pros that are here, as you mentioned. The Fed is no longer ignoring Bitcoin. St. Louis Fed President James Bullard took the stage in front of a packed house of cryptocurrency enthusiasts and where he acknowledged the presence of digital currencies and that they're here to stay. Later on, I sat down with Bullard and where I asked him whether the Fed at some point will launch its own coin. Here's what he told me.
Well, we can certainly look at that as a possibility, and there are different parts of the Fed.
Like any Fed, local Fed, regional Fed president's going to drop a bombshell like that. Yeah, I think next Thursday we're going to drop the U.S.
It's on the meeting minutes.
Yeah.
That look at all kinds of applications of blockchain technology, but I wouldn't say there's any plan at this point or anything imminent. My own personal opinion is at this point, I don't see what the gains would be to the Fed from that, but I'd certainly keep an open mind.
As in, why should we give up all our power?
Yeah, right.
As in something that can be audited like that. All right, well, some of the other people at Consensus. Jack Dorsey, the CEO of Square. Now, what's his other company? Is it Twitter?
Twitter.
Yeah.
Twitter.
Jack,
I still love Jack.
Yeah, Jack's great
well,
guy.
He loves you because, you know, he's one of your followers, I believe, isn't
That's
he?
What made her miss the Ripple party.
right.
It's been found out.
Okay. Well, anyway, he believes that in the future of Bitcoin at the Consensus 2018 conference, quote, I'm just approaching with the principle that the Internet deserves a native currency. It will have a native currency. I don't know if it will be Bitcoin. I hope it will be Bitcoin. I'm a huge fan, and I'm sure that's not just because he has Square Pay, and you can now trade Bitcoin there. Well, we pretty much already went to Cara for the consensus highlights, but we do have her massive show prep that she does. It's just wonderful for this, and it's raised my standards so much that this comes rolling in.
Is that really possible?
Well, I know my standards were pretty high before, but I have raised them. As you would know if you were actually checking your emails. And
so, mine came late.
Yes, well, turning on your tablet helps. Anyway, this stuff, even though she's traveling from New York, this stuff comes rolling in on Friday afternoon. So no more 10 a.m. sending out the rundown Saturday morning. I actually have sent it out the last 2 weeks.
I was shocked. I was like, wow, this is early.
And what you don't know is I'm actually editing the audio, too. I've been going to sleep like on Friday nights at like midnight. And instead of 2 or 3 a.m.
I was going
to
say, normally I'm getting at 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
I get the email.
And it's all her
my
fault.
That's why nobody comes to the studio anymore.
So anyway, with all that superfluous stuff that I was saying, what did we miss from consensus that you had for us there in all this?
I was so prepared to talk about Jack. My mind was still
on
Jack.
You can talk about whatever you want.
But did you see, though, that this is important for him now in particular because PayPal made an acquisition this week, the European counterpart of Square. I don't know if I can recall the name exactly.
Wasn't that
they were going to do an IPO, and then PayPal acquired them in the 11th hour.
It sounded like French for we settle.
Yeah.
It was like e-zettle or something. I was like, I didn't need that foreign language credit.
Yeah. I like Square there. I mean, I like Square. If you want a good growth stock, that's a good company.
So I still love Square, and it's going to be interesting to see how the two play out now in this space because I think that this acquisition is strategic from PayPal's standpoint to get more into the cryptocurrency space.
Well, you know who is one of the original founders of PayPal?
Elon Musk.
Elon Musk, that's right. They were actually trying to solve what blockchain solved early on, and PayPal was their closest.
I think it's a strategic move. I don't think as big a deal as the market made out about it. When you make an acquisition, and you know this from selling all that
you could trade lemonade and throw blockchain on there, and you go up 300%.
Well, no, I mean, you make an acquisition, and all of a sudden the stock jumps 5%, but it's not going to really make any change to the bottom line for a year and a half, 2 years, and there's so much stuff that can happen in between that.
Yeah. Yeah, never buy that kind of stuff. You always wait a few days.
Anya, you're trying to tell us something? Because I certainly can't read that from over here.
That's all right. Cash-rich companies set the record for stock buybacks. That's why your market's going where it's going.
The market's going down, Augie.
Whether it's down or up, that's why it's going where it's going.
All right.
Well, thank you for that view.
Let's just move on. I have more to say in Square, but it's sucked the wind out of me.
I think what Augie's saying is if you invest in a coffee shop and you do it, then you should just, you know, give coffee away for free. You shouldn't get the money that you invest into the coffee shop as like income.
I was in a real business, sir, for 20 years with union people. Don't come up with what Augie would say.
Yeah. Fight for the mic.
Yes.
Ouch! I might have to come over there with my New York style clothing on me and break you two up.
Actually, you know what? We get along great when we go out to dinner.
Well, yeah, you pay.
How's that happen?
I think that's a contributing factor to stock buybacks, but that isn't all that is causing the market and moving the market. All right, but, well, let me just totally go in a different direction than I thought I was. Do you know who Steve Eisman is, the investor from The Big Short?
No.
See, my stream of consciousness here is Augie totally interrupted what that is, which is fine. We do that all the time. But
you have to be conscious to know it.
Anyway, Steve Eisman has opinions about Bitcoin and cryptocurrency. And hearing Augie's opinions, let me go ahead to this audio that I've played, and we'll dissect it. Anyway, I guess this is from The Big Short, one of the investors in the movie there that made a profit shorting the mortgage-backed securities, et cetera. And he was on CNBC. And there's a certain attitude with the people at CNBC. You watch it all the time, so I don't know if you notice this. They get real tired about hearing the same cliches from some of these people who've made tons of money doing other things.
Yeah.
And I even heard Wilford, the new guy that's on it. Now we're really getting in the weeds here, unless you watch CNBC. But the British guy they've added at the end
actually,
of the day.
Actually, I like him.
Yeah. I got a British son-in-law. They're okay.
And a little liberal for me, but, you know.
But he, CNBC. There was some comment like this, and he's like, there's nothing new here.
Yeah.
And the female anchor is like, well, you know, when he says stuff is new, yeah, but there's nothing new here. It's just the same old thing he always says.
You know, who's the hottest woman on CNBC in your opinion, Henry? Michelle Cabrera. Hands down.
We'll get it. All right, let me play this clip, and then we'll dissect that. Well, I'll be happy to go down that path with you, too. But you're not talking into the mic.
Yeah, so. She's a conservative, Augie.
All right.
Would you short Bitcoin? There's certainly tools available.
Okay, so let me just say, hey, I don't want to get into too much trouble.
I know, it's unbelievable.
I am not an expert.
From her, you mean from her or from everybody?
Okay. I'm not an expert in cryptocurrency, but I have my doubts about it. And my doubts center around the fact that what's the social utility of cryptocurrency?
Okay. What's the social utility? Just let that stand. But I want to give a heads up here because he gets to the point where he says again, I don't know anything about, and if I don't understand it, it can't be any good. I'm paraphrasing. He doesn't say it quite like that, but just listen for it.
So currency. I'm not talking about blockchain, the technology.
There's another cliche that they all go, oh, Bitcoin, but blockchain. Yeah. Well, Kelly Evans, but oh, Michelle Caruso-Camara. Yeah. Anyway, here we go.
Has real value, but currency markets are the most liquid, most efficient markets, probably of any markets that exist.
But there are markets where they aren't liquid and they aren't efficient. Emerging markets, for instance, but markets
they're
where
efficient.
There's tremendous inflation. Venezuela, countries
enough.
In Africa.
And you forget about that social utility. Those
exactly.
Companies. Right, keep going.
Okay, so you're focused on a couple of countries?
That's what I mean. They just tear them apart now.
They should tear them apart for that comment, for being ignorant.
Like when they went after Tom Lee. He came in here last night. We're going to rip you up if you don't start toeing the line around here.
But the whole continent.
My problem with cryptocurrency is that I think the social utility, at least certainly in developed countries, is extremely small. And the only thing I can really figure out the usage of it is that it's good for speculation, and it's good for money laundering.
Again,
like the U.S. dollar's not.
All the studies have shown the percentages. So, yeah. Again, just
ignore the facts.
Okay.
And what I really can't figure out is, you know, in the United States, we have massive regulations about money laundering. You know, the banks have to comply with rules that are from here to my apartment. And there are banks in this country today that are under certain restrictions because they still have not completely complied.
Again, totally irrelevant. If you talk to Bike Federal, our great sponsors, Lennart, Lee, and their money transmitter license and what they have. So he's just talking about stuff he doesn't know. Let me see if I get one more thing where they take him apart here.
Do you look at Bitcoin and think about all this and think, oh, this is an opportunity to short this thing? Air has to come out of this because regulations
are
in place.
I do almost nothing in currency.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason why I'm not interested in investing in Bitcoin or shorting Bitcoin is, to me, it's like arguing how many angels dance on the head of a pin. I have no idea how to value it, and I don't think anybody else does either.
I don't know what I'm talking about, so no one else can know what they're talking about.
Yeah.
He just classed up Warren Buffett. and Charlie Munger's spiel. Yeah,
the whole trading baby brains thing just sounded much more intellectual.
I can't replicate 2008, what I did with the housing market, therefore, stay away.
Kara, I want your evaluation of what that's about, yours individually, no one else's.
Putting me on the spot, Augie. I mean, that really is my issue there is you cannot believe in blockchain technology without at least accepting and recognizing Bitcoin is doing exactly what it was designed to do. Bitcoin cannot exist separately from blockchain. Blockchain is the underlying technology. Bitcoin is one of the few, if not the only, that is acting and functioning exactly as it was set out to do. Decentralized, immutable ledger that nobody can interfere with. They can regulate the people transacting in it and the people commenting on it and attempting to replicate it, but it has no central authority, no governing authority. And the fact that I think some of these individuals can't get their hands around that and cannot take the power from it, they want to stay away from it or be negative.
Take the power from it. What do you mean by that?
That they can't centralize it. They can't stop it. They can't
co-opt it.
There you go. They cannot make
regulations off the charts.
You
on
can
that?
Regulate the people acting with it,
right.
Transacting in it, but you cannot. There's no one to regulate. There is no central authority.
It's like electricity. It goes on in a path, and you.
No. Come on, Augie.
I mean, no, really. I'm asking Kara, please.
Well, I know, but I'm seeing the look on her face, and I'm saying, come on.
I mean, the main thing is that they've still been able to figure out how to regulate electricity quite a great deal, and now even build a market around
it. It goes from one place to another no matter what, unless you stop it.
Exactly. And there's an entire network, and those are your miners, that keep it secure.
Think of it like gold, Augie. It's decentralized, except for the government regulates it, because if you go to the coin shop and cash in more than $10,000, it's reported to the IRS, similar with Bitcoin.
If you're cashing in Bitcoin,
all right, I'm calling time on this, because Bitcoin and cryptocurrency does not have the exclusive franchise on people that are experts in other places that offer opinions on stuff they don't know about. We're going to go to the halfway point of the show. We're going to come back with our guest. And we will perhaps delve into this again. We've got some stories here that we'll get his comments on that also overlap with some of the regulation stories. And also, I understand we might even get into a discussion on the history of money.
Money.
Yeah. Better than
money.
Cougars.
I don't have the
Let's
audio.
Talk about money.
I don't have. Oh, yes, I do have some audio that would play for that. All right. We'll definitely do it then. If we play,